under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my mama. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on to today's show. This is Thursday, January 25th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, yesterday, Wednesday, January 24th, was one heck of a ride. I got to tell you, letters coming from an RNC attorney, the Republican National Committee attorney, stated the state address by this governor, Gretchen Whitmer, her post on social media talking to Professor Potato, interacting with a potato where they had superimposed somebody's lips and teeth and eyes, was almost scary, very sophomoric, and I don't know who in the heck it was meant to appeal to, but folks, we are on a crash course in this state. I've got an article that came out yesterday afternoon by State Representative Jamie Green. I believe she's down in Richmond area, Macomb County. Met her at the Stand Up Michigan Leadership Conference this past Saturday in Lansing. We have a problem in the state of Michigan, and this governor is living in la-la land, interacting with potatoes. I'm not kidding. It's an actual thing. I posted it on my Twitter X account. I'm going to play it for you on the show today. I'm going to explain every facet of the state of the state address that, in my opinion, is going to bankrupt this state. The things that she proposed last night, and I got to give it to the Republicans. Half of the room was sitting on their hands the entire state of the state address. Literally sitting on their hands almost so they couldn't clap. And they surely didn't stand up and applaud for anything. Meanwhile, the other half of the room, the Democrats, 54 Democrats, 54 Republicans, equally split right down the middle. You could obviously tell where the Democrats were sitting and where the Republicans were sitting. It was that blatantly obvious. I don't know who put out the edict in the Republican caucus. I don't know if it was Matt Hall. I don't know who it was. But they were flat out told, sit on your hands. If I see you applauding, I'm taking your office furniture out of your office. I'm going to remove your parking pass. I don't know what threats were made. I don't know what the heck happened. But for once, the Republicans were unified against this governor. And man, she was selling them, smiling at them, calling on them to, well, I'm sure you can, you know, support that. They didn't. She made blatant appeals to get them to applaud, and they didn't do it. Why? Because this governor has lost her potato, absolute potato brain, and does not understand how she's going to absolutely bankrupt the state of Michigan this year. I'm going to explain it all to you on the Field Report, State of the State Address. I'm Chuck and Randy. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
There's a reason for the sunshine sky. There's a reason why I'm feeling so high. Must be the season.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. Last night, I got to tell you, Officer Rick and all you others that said, no, I'm not going to watch the State of the State address. I'm going to let you do that. Then I'll listen to your show tomorrow morning, get the field report about it. You owe me big time. Yep, next time I see you, I'm going to need a $100 donation to the radio station. Because I got to tell you, it was one of the most excruciating, absolutely painful experiences of my political life. I've seen a lot of speeches. I've seen State of the States. I've seen State of the Unions by presidents. I got to tell you, this was one of the most painful, one of the most painful State of the State addresses I ever had to sit through. 47 minutes and 34 seconds. You owe me. First of all, somebody came up with the brilliant idea that they needed to give the State of the State address a theme. A theme. Where this governor could use our great music that we love, 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll, and her version, because of course she's younger than we are, some of us, the 80s. Right out of the gate, she loves the 80s. I talked about it yesterday's show where the speech writer was on a live hot mic and was reading parts of the speech to time it out to see how long it was going to play, how much anticipated applause, where to cut out lines, where to add lines, things like that. She tied it into the hits of the 80s. And every single one of their legislative achievements that the Democrats rammed down the Republicans' throats last year in 2023, she connected a 1980 song to it. I'm not even going to replicate the attempts to try to get people to laugh, to remember the 80s. I'm not going to go there. I'm going to talk about the main bullet points that are going to, in fact, bankrupt the state of Michigan in her upcoming budget. First of all, they want to own your kids in the public school system and post-secondary education. From 4 years old until they're almost 20. Remember the State Board of Education. Remember our Constitution. Education is in the state constitution. It is required by the Michigan state government in Lansing to provide public education system. It's right there. Pass a budget. Roads, prisons, and schools. Those are the three main components in our state constitution that they must fund via a budget. Roads, schools, and prisons. Outside of that, it's not in the constitution. That's number one. Remember, we always talked about K through 12 education. That means kindergarten through senior 12th grade high school. K-12 education. This governor, with the Democrat-controlled House and Senate, wants it to be pre-K through 2 years of community college, an associate's degree in the state of Michigan for free. They're going to pass it. This is on her legislative agenda. The Democrats, once they replace the two Democrats that got elected to be mayors of Warren and Westland, they get their majority back, 56 to 54. It's going to be one of the first things they do. Every four-year-old will be required to go to pre-K, preschool. operated and controlled and budgeted for in the Michigan State Board of Education's budget. Schools will have to be set up to accommodate four-year-olds, not just kindergartners, four-year-olds. And every graduating senior, every single graduating senior, probably starting as early as next year, once they fund this and put it into the budget, it won't happen in 24, but it'll happen in 2025, unless they move funds around. I don't know if they give it immediate effect. If they get six Republican state senators to vote for it for immediate effect, I guess it could even start as early as this fall of 2024. You graduate high school in June? Yeah, you're going to a community college tuition free. Every four-year-old and every graduating senior from high school will go to community college of their choice tuition free. I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea how much money that's going to take to pay for it. I have no idea. I don't know. I don't even think the governor knows. I'm sure the budget office hasn't even considered looking at it. But it'll be part of the budget process. Because as I said on the show yesterday, you have got to have a budget ready to go for the stroke of midnight on September 30th heading into October 1st. And with the Democrats in control of the House and the Senate and the governor willing to sign it, we'll see. We'll see what they get passed. This is absolute insanity, people. The speechwriter, I will give it to you right here. Somebody asked me who was her speechwriter that had the hot mic yesterday. Let me pull that story up. Because that was in MERS News Service as of yesterday. Chai, what's his name? Portion of the speech read, okay, there it is. Chai Karva. Phyllis texted me this. I'll give it to you. Chai, it's K-A-R-V-E. There you go, Phyllis. Anyway, bottom line is this. The schools, the funding for the schools, she bragged about it, how they've increased it 22% per pupil since she's been governor of the state of Michigan. Then she went on to say that there's a problem in that our young children are not prepared to go to kindergarten. So that if they get this pre-K four-year-old education, it'll better prepare them for kindergarten so that they can get off to a good start. She also tied it to the fact that it was going to save parents thousands of dollars for daycare. That you wouldn't have to pay for your four-year-old to attend a daycare while you go off to work. You can simply drop them off at your local elementary school, and the government can get their hands on your children a year earlier. They can start indoctrinating them and educating them the way they want them educated a year earlier. Then they dangle a free associate's degree, community college, 2 years, so they continue to indoctrinate our young people. As, yep, You got it. Voting adults. They don't want the kids to go out and start a business. No, no, no. You've got to take advantage of this free college education. Now, she also said that they could be using it for technical schools, some type of trades, training, whatever. And the state of Michigan's going to pay for it. Also, tying it into all of these hits of the 80s, Tina Turner's 1984 hit, The Year Vicky and I Got Married, What's Love Got to Do with It? Got to Do with It? Yeah, she repeated that when she was talking about the Affordable Care Act, which they codified into Michigan law, where 26 years olds can stay on their parents' health insurance, and you will not be charged more for having pre-existing conditions. We put cost-saving pieces of the Affordable Care Act into state Michigan law. We've got your back. You might be wondering, what's cost got to do with it? Got to do with it? Bob Seger's song, Katie Bush's song, she had them all in there. And it was so painful. It was unbelievable. She was interacting with a potato because we won't listen to her. The potato isn't able to walk away. How about a better mental health system? This education system is a joke. These kids know nothing except computer skills. And this is no accident. Coming from Officer Rick, who, by the way, since starting seriously Missy's program, he's on day 11, he's down 22.1 pounds in 11 days, averaging now 2 pounds a day. Good for you. See, one thing you have to understand, people, there's a whole lot more that was in that speech besides just four-year-olds going to pre-K education, graduating high school seniors going to community colleges for free. Let's get it done. Let's get it done. Let's get it done. I don't know how many times she said that in the speech last night. Tax credits. Oh, man, the list was so long, I couldn't even keep track of them all. If you're taking care of a family member, especially an elderly family member, $5,000 tax credit. Talking about refund checks going out. All the money was flying away all over the place. All over the place. And you know the interesting part of this whole thing? The interesting part of this whole thing. They're going to get it done. I'm going to explain how and why. I'm the Iron News. We'll be right back.